At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zooming in on a really dynamic part of the Web3 world.
Yeah. What have we got?
The meme coin launchpad scene. Specifically, how it's looking in 2025.
Ah, okay. So not just the coins themselves, but the platform.
Exactly. We're going, you know, beneath the surface, exploring where these things actually come to life.
Right, right. And we've got that Of AI article, yeah, from May 2025.
That's the one. Published just this month.
And it paints a pretty clear picture, doesn't it? A real, like, contest for the top spot among these launch pads.
Definitely. A battle for dominance, as they put it.
Yeah, and it's more than just popularity contests. It reflects some pretty fundamental shifts in how meme coins are getting out there and being traded.
Okay, let's dig into this then. The article mentions a few key names. Pump.fun, Let's Bunk,
Believe, Boop, and Launch Lab 2.
Right. So our mission here for this deep dive is basically to understand the big trends. What gives these platforms their edge?
And what it all means, ultimately.
Right. Yeah, for the creators, for the people dreaming up these coins, and, you know, for you listening, if you're looking to trade them.
Okay, so a good place to kick off is probably the shifting power dynamic.
Right. Pump.fun. They were the big one, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. The article mentions they hit, like, 98% market share at one point. Totally dominant.
98%? Wow. That's basically the entire market. So what happened? What's changed?
Well, fast forward to now, May 2025, and Pump.fun's share is down quite a bit. It's at 57.5%.
Still the biggest chunk, but yeah, that's a significant drop.
Definitely. It clearly shows strong rivals are stepping up, and the most notable challenger seems to be Let's Bonk.
Let's Bonk. Okay, how are they doing?
They've grabbed a pretty substantial piece, 17.9% of the market now.
Okay, nearly 18%. So what's their secret sauce? What's driving that growth for Let's Bonk?
Well, their article points to a couple of really key things.
Mm-hmm.
First off, their token graduation rate.
Token graduation. Explain that a bit.
It basically means how successful tokens launched on their platform are at getting listed on, you know, the major crypto exchanges. Think Binance, Coinbase, those kinds of places.
Ah, I see. So it's like a measure of legitimacy almost.
Exactly. It's a huge draw for creators and traders. It suggests maybe a higher quality of project or at least better potential for wider trading.
Makes sense. Yeah, getting onto a big exchange is a massive step up. Visibility, liquidity, all that.
Totally.
The article also mentions community incentives for Let's Bonk. How does that fit in?
That seems to be another big factor. Let's Bonk looks like they've really focused on building an active, supportive community, probably by rewarding users somehow.
Like with tokens or other perks?
Yeah, things like that. It creates this positive feedback loop, you know? Enthusiastic users support launches, successful launches attract more users.
A flywheel effect, kind of.
Exactly that.
So Pump.Friends still have the volume, maybe? But Let's Bonk is focusing on, like, the outcome getting listed and building that loyal base.
Seems to be the strategy. Now, there are others mentioned, too, with more niche approaches.
Right, like Believe. Their tweet-to-token model sounds pretty wild.
It's definitely innovative. They've directly linked social media hype, specifically Twitter trends, to actually creating a token.
So the more buzz something gets online,
the more momentum its related token gets right from the get-go. It sort of bakes virality right into the launch process.
That's fascinating. Does the article say if it's actually, you know, working for them financially?
It does, yeah. Get this. Believe reportedly generated over $7 million in weekly fees.
$7 million a week?
Yeah.
Just from fees?
Yeah. It really highlights the power of tapping into that community synergy, that social energy.
Wow. That's serious money. It almost suggests maybe meme coins aren't just fleeting jokes anymore if that kind of capital is flowing through the platforms.
Well, it certainly points to a professionalization or at least significant financial activity in that segment. It's pretty striking.
Okay, so that's Believe.
Mm.
What about Launch Lab? They sound different again, aiming for serious builders.
Exactly. Launch Lab is backed by Radium, another known name in the space. And they're positioning themselves for professional-grade launches.
Meaning?
Meaning they seem to focus more on strategic support, resources for the creators, maybe less about pure hype and more about substance.
I see. So differentiating themselves that way.
Right. Their market share is smaller, the article says around 5%, but they're clearly targeting a specific type of project creator who values that kind of support.
So less about the instant viral pop, maybe more about sustainable projects, if that's even the right word for meme coins.
Huh. Well, perhaps longer-term viability, or at least a more thought-out approach. It's definitely a curated feel compared to the others.
Interesting contrast. Okay, and then there's Boop. The article wasn't quite so positive about them, was it?
No, Boop seems to be struggling a bit lately. It highlights how, you know, dynamic this market is. Things change fast.
What are their issues?
The article points to declining user activity and maybe a lower success rate for projects launching there recently.
Hmm. So keeping momentum is tough.
Absolutely critical. It's a reminder that you can't just rest on your laurels. Maybe increase competition. Maybe they haven't innovated enough recently. It's hard to say for sure.
Okay, so we're seeing this real spread of strategies.
Yeah.
Beyond the individual platforms, what about the bigger trends? What competitive edges does the article say are emerging?
Well, one huge one is user incentives. We touched on it with Let's Bonk.
Right, rewarding people.
Yeah. Their GLONK token is mentioned as a prime example. The article notes its market cap surged, showing how giving back to creators and early adopters really fosters that engaged community.
So it's like you bootstrap success by getting people invested, literally.
Precisely. Their involvement fuels growth, which attracts more people. It's that shared success model.
Makes sense.
And again, those token graduation rates, that's becoming a really key benchmark.
The legitimacy signal.
Exactly. Let's Bonk's lead there probably isn't just luck. It suggests maybe they have a process or attract projects that major exchanges find more palatable.
Interesting. It adds a layer of maybe perceived quality control in a wild space.
Right. And the third big thing is that synergy between social media and community.
Like Believe's whole model.
Yeah. It shows that deeply integrating social engagement isn't just a gimmick. It can drive real traction, real financial success for a launch pad. It's about harnessing that existing online energy.
Okay. Now, this article is from AvAI, which is a trading platform itself. How do they fit into this picture? What's their role?
Well, AvAI seems to be positioning itself as sort of a central hub for all this activity.
How so?
They're integrating these popular launch pads directly into their own platform, both the web version and their app.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to jump between all the different launch pad sites.
That seems to be the goal. Give users a single place to see what's happening across the board. They talk about offering real-time on-chain data.
Like transaction volumes, wallet moves.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Plus smart money tracking, letting you see what experienced traders are potentially doing. And by integrating the launch pads, they want to make discovering new projects easier and provide, you know, actionable insights all in one place, mobile or web.
That sounds genuinely useful, especially for traders trying to spot things early.
Yeah, or for creators trying to figure out the best place to launch.
Okay, so pulling it all together,
yeah.
What are the big implications here? With all this competition heating up, what does it mean for creators and traders?
Well, for creators, the main thing is just more choice.
Right.
You can pick a platform that actually fits your project's goals. Do you want massive community hype? Maybe Believe. Need more handholding and strategic advice? Perhaps Launch Lab.
Tailoring the launch strategy.
Exactly. And for traders.
Just take away for them.
It means the era of just watching one dominant platform like Pump.Fun used to be is kind of over.
Okay.
So you can now compare features, look at real-time data across different launch pads, track those graduation rates we talked about.
More signals to analyze.
Yeah, it empowers you to make more informed decisions, maybe spot promising stuff earlier.
It really sounds like overall, this competition could be a good thing for the whole ecosystem, maybe pushing things towards quality.
The article definitely leans that way. This drive to innovate, to differentiate, seems to be fostering maybe higher quality meme coin launches overall.
Still risky, obviously.
Oh, for sure. The inherent risks aren't vanishing overnight, but the increasing focus on transparency, user experience, actual outcomes like getting listed, it feels like a step towards, let's say, maturation.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive then.
Yeah.
It's clear the launchpad space in 2025 is, well, buzzing. Fiercely competitive.
Definitely. You got the established players like Pump Fun feeling the heat from innovators like Let's Bonk, Believe, each carving out their own niche.
Yeah, using really different strategies to pull in creators and traders.
And it's not just about grabbing market share, is it? It feels like it's fundamentally about building better tools, stronger communities.
To kind of power Web3 adoption more broadly.
That seems to be the underlying current. And platforms like AveAI are stepping in to try and, aggregate all this, make sense of it for users.
Providing those resources and insights for navigating this pretty exciting, if complex, space.
Exactly.
Which leaves us with a pretty interesting thought to chew on, doesn't it? With all this specialization, this intense competition, what comes next?
Yeah.
What completely new features or, services might pop up to totally change how meme coins get launched and traded in the future?
Yeah. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Definitely something to keep an eye on.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.